Federal Estate Tax Basics. Introduction to Federal Estate Tax. The federal estate tax, often referred to as the death tax by critics, is a tax imposed on the transfer of the taxable estate of a deceased person, whether such property is transferred via will, according to state laws of intestacy, or through other means like trusts. Understanding the structure, exemptions, and rates of the federal estate tax is crucial for effective estate planning and tax minimization strategies. 1. The gross estate. At the core of the federal estate tax calculation is the concept of the gross estate. The gross estate encompasses the total value of all assets owned by the decedent at the time of death. This includes cash and securities, all liquid assets and investment vehicles, real estate, residential properties, commercial properties, and land, business interests, ownership stakes in businesses, partnerships, and other commercial ventures, other assets, life insurance policies under certain conditions, annuities, trusts, and personal property like art, jewelry, and vehicles. 2. Calculating the taxable estate. To arrive at the taxable estate, various deductions are applied to the gross estate. These deductions serve to lower the estate's value subject to taxation and include debts and mortgages, obligations owed by the decedent at the time of death, estate administration expenses, costs associated with administering the estate, including legal, accounting, and executor fees, marital deduction. Property passed to a surviving spouse is generally deductible in full under the unlimited marital deduction provision. Charitable deductions. Assets bequeathed to qualified charitable organizations are deductible, encouraging philanthropic bequests. 3. Exemptions and rates. The federal estate tax features an exemption threshold, which is periodically adjusted. Estates valued below this threshold are not subject to federal estate taxes, making estate tax planning a key consideration for individuals with significant assets. Exemption threshold. The exemption amount has varied significantly over time due to legislative changes. It's crucial for estate planners and individuals to stay updated on the current exemption threshold to understand potential tax liabilities. Tax rates. For estates exceeding the exemption threshold, the tax rate is progressive, meaning higher portions of the estate's value are taxed at higher rates. The maximum tax rate has historically fluctuated, affecting estate planning strategies. 4. Estate tax planning strategies. Effective estate planning seeks to minimize the federal estate tax burden, ensuring the maximal transfer of wealth to the next generation. Strategies include lifetime gifting, utilizing the annual gift tax exclusion and the lifetime gift tax exemption to transfer wealth during the individual's lifetime, thereby reducing the estate's value. Trusts. Establishing various types of trusts, such as bypass trusts or irrevocable life insurance trusts, ILITs, to remove assets from the taxable estate. Marital transfers. Taking advantage of the unlimited marital deduction by transferring assets to a surviving spouse, either directly or through certain types of trusts. Charitable giving. Bequeathing assets to charity, not only reducing the taxable estate but also fulfilling philanthropic goals. V. The role of estate and gift taxation in estate planning. Understanding and navigating the interplay between estate and gift taxes is fundamental in estate planning. The unified credit system links the two taxes, allowing for strategic planning opportunities to reduce overall tax liability through lifetime gifting and the judicious use of exemptions. Gift tax and the unified credit, an in-depth analysis. 1. Introduction to federal gift tax. The federal gift tax is a component of the United States tax system designed to ensure that individuals cannot significantly reduce their taxable estate through lifetime gifts. This mechanism works alongside the estate tax to form a unified transfer tax system, governing the taxation of transfers both during life and at death.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
2. Understanding the gift tax. The gift tax applies to any transfer made without receiving something of equal value in return. This encompasses a wide range of transfers, from direct cash gifts to indirect transfers, such as adding a relative as a joint owner of a real estate property. Key components of the gift tax: annual exclusion. The IRS allows individuals to give away a certain amount per recipient per year without incurring gift tax or using any of their lifetime exemption. This exclusion amount is adjusted periodically for inflation. Lifetime exemption. Beyond the annual exclusion, individuals have a lifetime exemption amount that mirrors the estate tax exemption. Gifts exceeding the annual exclusion count against this lifetime exemption. Rate of taxation. Gifts that exceed the lifetime exemption are subject to gift tax at rates that are parallel to estate tax rates, underscoring the unified nature of these taxes. 3. The annual exclusion. The annual exclusion is a critical component of gift tax planning, allowing for strategic wealth transfer without triggering tax consequences or reducing the lifetime exemption. The specifics of the annual exclusion, such as the exact amount and applicable conditions, necessitate regular review to align with current laws and maximize its utility in estate planning. 4. Lifetime exemption and unified credit. The lifetime exemption represents the total value of gifts an individual can give over their lifetime before incurring gift tax. This exemption is unified with the estate tax exemption, creating a single cumulative amount that applies to both lifetime gifts and assets transferred at death. Unified credit mechanism. The unified credit against estate and gift taxes offers a strategic tool for estate planning, allowing individuals to balance between lifetime gifts and the transfer of assets upon death. Utilization of the lifetime exemption for gifts reduces the available exemption for estate tax purposes, necessitating careful planning to optimize tax implications across an individual's lifetime and at death. V. Gift tax reporting and compliance. Gifts that exceed the annual exclusion require reporting to the IRS via Form 709, the United States Gift and Generation Skipping Transfer tax return. This reporting mechanism ensures compliance with tax laws and proper accounting against the lifetime exemption. VI, strategic considerations in gift giving. Effective use of the gift tax provisions involves several strategic considerations, including timing and amount. Balancing gifts within the annual exclusion with larger gifts that utilize the lifetime exemption. Spousal split gifting. Married couples can combine their annual exclusions to double the amount they can give tax-free to any individual recipient each year. Educational and medical exclusions. payments made directly to an educational institution for tuition or to a healthcare provider for medical expenses do not count against the annual exclusion or lifetime exemption. 7. Generation Skipping Transfer Tax, GSTT. The GSTT is a supplementary tax on transfers to individuals two or more generations below the donor, designed to prevent circumvention of estate and gift taxes through direct transfers to grandchildren or younger generations. Understanding the interaction between the GSTT and gift/estate taxes is crucial for comprehensive estate planning, particularly for high net worth individuals. 8. Estate planning strategies. Incorporating gift tax strategies into broader estate planning allows individuals to reduce estate size. Lifetime gifting can significantly reduce the size of the estate subject to estate tax upon death. Leverage exemptions. Maximizing the use of annual exclusions and understanding the strategic application of the lifetime exemption can facilitate tax-efficient wealth transfer. Plan for GSTT. Implementing strategies to minimize GSTT exposure ensures that wealth transfers to subsequent generations are optimized for tax efficiency. Generation Skipping Transfer Tax, GSTT. A comprehensive overview. 1. Introduction to GSTT. The Generation Skipping Transfer Tax, GSTT, represents a critical component of the United States tax system designed to close a loophole in estate planning that could otherwise allow significant wealth to pass across multiple generations without incurring estate or gift taxes. By imposing a tax on transfers to individuals two or more generations below the grantor, the GSTT ensures that wealth transfers are subject to taxation, maintaining the integrity of the estate and gift tax system.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
2. Understanding GSTT. Definition and purpose. The GSTT is levied on transfers of wealth that skip a generation, either directly to a grandchild or other distant relative, a skip person, or indirectly through trusts designed to benefit such skip persons. The tax was instituted to prevent families from avoiding estate and gift taxes through the strategic allocation of wealth to individuals beyond their immediate offspring. 3. Exemptions and rates. Similar to the federal estate and gift taxes, the GSTT features a lifetime exemption that significantly influences estate planning strategies. Transfers up to the exemption threshold are not subject to GSTT, allowing for strategic allocation of wealth without immediate tax implications. Transfers exceeding this exemption are taxed at a flat rate, underscoring the need for meticulous planning to mitigate potential tax liabilities. 4. Direct and indirect skips. The GSTT categorizes transfers as either direct or indirect skips, each with specific tax implications. Direct skips. These involve outright transfers of assets or wealth to skip persons, such as grandchildren, bypassing the intervening generation. Direct skips are straightforward in application and immediately subject to GSTT if they exceed the exemption threshold. Indirect skips. More complex, these transfers involve assets placed into trusts with skip persons as beneficiaries. The determination of GSTT liability may depend on the nature of the trust and the distribution mechanisms it employs. V. GSTT in estate planning. Incorporating considerations for the GSTT is essential in comprehensive estate planning. By understanding the nuances of GSTT exemptions, rates, and the distinction between direct and indirect skips, estate planners can devise strategies to minimize tax exposure while achieving long-term wealth transfer goals. Strategies to mitigate GSTT exposure. Leveraging the GSTT exemption. Utilizing the lifetime GSTT exemption strategically across multiple gifts or transfers can reduce the overall GSTT burden on the estate. Formation of GST trusts. Creating trusts that qualify for special treatment under GSTT regulations can help in managing how and when distributions are made to skip persons, potentially reducing GSTT liability. Annual exclusion gifting. Making use of the annual gift tax exclusion to make gifts directly to skip persons or into trust for their benefit can incrementally transfer wealth without triggering GSTT. VI. Compliance and reporting. Compliance with GSTT requirements involves accurate reporting of generation skipping transfers, calculating tax liabilities, and timely filing of tax returns. Understanding the reporting obligations for direct and indirect skips, as well as for terminations of interest in GST trusts, is crucial for executors, trustees, and individuals engaged in estate planning. 7. Challenges in GSTT application. Navigating the GSTT involves addressing several challenges. Valuation of transfers. Accurately determining the value of transferred assets is essential for GSTT calculations, requiring careful documentation and sometimes professional appraisals. Trust structure and distributions. The complex rules governing trusts and their distributions necessitate a deep understanding of trust law and IRS regulations to ensure GSTT efficient structures. Changing legislation. The GSTT, like other tax laws, is subject to legislative changes, which can dramatically affect estate planning strategies and tax liabilities. Strategies for minimizing estate taxes, an in-depth guide. 1. Introduction. Minimizing estate taxes is a fundamental objective of estate planning, aimed at preserving wealth and ensuring the maximum possible transfer of assets to the next generation or chosen beneficiaries. Various legal strategies can be employed to achieve this goal, each tailored to the individual's specific circumstances and estate planning objectives. 2. Gifting strategies. One of the most straightforward methods to reduce the size of an estate and its subsequent tax liability is through strategic gifting. Annual exclusion. The IRS allows an annual gift tax exclusion, permitting individuals to give a certain amount to as many people as they wish each year without these gifts, counting against the lifetime exemption or incurring gift tax. Lifetime exemption. Beyond the annual exclusion, gifts can also be applied against the lifetime exemption amount. Strategic use of this exemption during the individual's lifetime can significantly reduce the estate size. Educational and medical payments. Direct payments for someone else's tuition or medical expenses do not count against the annual exclusion or the lifetime exemption, providing another avenue for tax-free gifting. 3. Utilizing trusts. Trusts serve as a versatile tool in estate planning, offering mechanisms to transfer wealth outside the taxable estate. Irrevocable life insurance trusts, ILITs. By placing a life insurance policy within an ILIT, the death benefit can be excluded from the estate, thus not subject to estate taxes. Grantor-retained annuity trusts, GRAs, and qualified personal residence trusts, QPRTs. These trusts allow the grantor to transfer assets out of their estate while retaining certain rights, potentially reducing estate taxes upon their expiration. Charitable remainder trusts, CRTs. CRTs provide an income stream to the donor or other beneficiaries with the remainder interest going to a charity, removing asset value from the estate. 4. Marital transfers. The unlimited marital deduction is a powerful tool for deferring estate taxes. Unlimited marital deduction allows for the tax-free transfer of assets to a surviving spouse, potentially deferring estate taxes until the surviving spouse's death. Qualified Terminable Interest Property, QTIP, trusts enable the grantor to provide for a surviving spouse while controlling the distribution of the estate's assets after the surviving spouse's death, ensuring that assets ultimately pass to chosen beneficiaries. V. Charitable contributions. Charitable giving not only fulfills philanthropic goals, but also serves as a strategy for reducing estate taxes. Direct bequests to charity reduces the taxable estate by the amount of the donation, potentially lowering or eliminating estate taxes. Charitable lead trusts, CLTs, allows for charitable donations for a set period, with the remainder going to non-charitable beneficiaries, which can reduce or eliminate taxes on the transfer to the remainder beneficiaries. VI, freezing or reducing asset values. Certain strategies can be employed to freeze or reduce the value of assets within an estate, minimizing future appreciation from being subject to estate taxes. Family Limited Partnerships, FLPs, and Limited Liability Companies, LLCs. These structures can allow for the transfer of assets like family businesses or real estate at reduced valuations due to discounts for lack of control and marketability, thereby lowering the estate's value. Sales to Intentionally Defective Grantor Trusts, IDGTs. Selling assets to an IDGT can freeze the value of the sold assets for estate tax purposes, while any future appreciation occurs outside the estate. Here's a summary of the key points discussed. Federal Estate Tax Basics. The federal estate tax applies to the transfer of the deceased's estate, considering the gross estate value, which encompasses all assets at the time of death. The taxable estate is calculated by deducting debts, administration expenses, and allowances for spousal and charitable transfers from the gross estate. An exemption threshold significantly reduces the number of estates subject to tax, with progressive rates applied to estates exceeding this threshold. Gift tax and the unified credit. The gift tax regulates transfers made during an individual's life, aiming to prevent the circumvention of estate taxes through pre-death asset distribution. With an annual exclusion and a lifetime exemption that mirrors the estate tax exemption, individuals can strategically gift assets to reduce their taxable estate. The unified credit system ensures that lifetime gifts above the annual exclusion reduce the available estate tax exemption, linking gift and estate tax liabilities. Generation Skipping Transfer Tax, GSTT. The GSTT addresses transfers that skip a generation, preventing estate tax avoidance through direct transfers to grandchildren or remote descendants. It includes both direct and indirect skips, with exemptions and rates similar to estate and gift taxes. The GSTT necessitates careful planning, especially in trusts and large intergenerational wealth transfers, to minimize tax impact. Strategies for minimizing estate taxes. Several strategies can be employed to reduce estate tax burdens, including gifting strategies. Utilizing annual exclusions and the lifetime exemption to gift assets tax-free. Trusts. Creating specific trusts, like irrevocable life insurance trusts, to exclude assets from the taxable estate. Marital transfers. Leveraging unlimited marital deductions for tax-free transfers to surviving spouses. Charitable contributions. Making donations to reduce the taxable estate and provide current tax benefits. Each of these components underscores the complexity and importance of strategic estate and gift tax planning. By employing these strategies, individuals can navigate tax implications effectively, ensuring a more efficient transfer of assets to their heirs and beneficiaries while minimizing the tax burden on their estates.